May 17, page 146, Heart Holiness. But this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31:33, Revised Standard Version. When the law of God is written in the heart, it will be exhibited in a pure and holy life. The commandments of God are no dead letter. They are spirit and life, bringing the imaginations and even the thoughts into subjection to the will of Christ. The heart in which they are written will be kept with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. All who love Jesus and keep the commandments will seek to avoid the very appearance of evil, not because they are constrained thus to do, but because they are copying a pure model and feel averse to everything contrary to the law written in their hearts. They will not feel self-sufficient, but their trust will be in God, who alone is able to keep them from sinning and impurity. The atmosphere surrounding them is pure. They will not corrupt their own souls or the souls of others. It is their pleasure to deal justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. The danger that lies before those living in these last days is the absence of pure religion, the absence of heart holiness. The converting power of God is not wrought in transforming their characters. They profess to believe sacred truths, as did the Jewish nation, but in their failing to practice the truth, they are ignorant both of the Scriptures and the power of God. The power and influence of God's law are around them, but not within the soul, renewing it in true holiness. God designs that the teacher of the Bible should, in his character and home life, be a specimen of the principles of the truth which he is teaching to his fellow men. What a man is has a greater influence than what he says. The quiet, consistent, godly life is a living epistle known and read of all men. A man may speak and write like an angel, but his practices may resemble a fallen fiend. True character is not something shaped from without or put on, but it is something radiating from within. If true goodness, purity, meekness, lowliness, and equity are dwelling in the heart, that fact will be reflected in the character, and such a character is full of power. Review and Herald, May 17, 1887.